Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now, I want to deal with something here, if you'll turn with me to the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Romans 10. Are you there? Verse 8. Or let's back up a little bit. Verse 6, the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall ascend into the deep or into hell, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does faith say? Faith says the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be sozoed. Sozo. It's also translated healed, deliverance, soundness. Now, go with me to the book of James. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the book of James, chapter 5. Verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith. Faith in what? Faith in the name of the Lord. Not the oil, in the name. And the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. No, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It's the same word. And here they translated it saved. This is a strange bunch of translation folks here, but anyway, small wars, big wars have been fought over this. And all the time, that's the reason the Greek saw no difference in the two. Saved, healed, what's the difference? I guess saved, I'm supposed to be healed. It's all in the same word. All in the same word. Literally means deliverance, set free. Now, you're right there. Turn to the left to the book of Hebrews. And you know where I'm going with this. Chapter 13, number 1, let brotherly love continue. Oh, Jesus, say it. Let brotherly love continue. Now, if brotherly love is not going to continue, we'll just forget the healing part. Amen. Amen. If you're still having trouble with certain politicians, get over it. Just get over it and just love them. Just love them. If you can't say anything else, every time you hear their name, oh, that's somebody I love. Somebody Jesus loves and I love them too. I love them too. Remember them that are in bonds and bound within. Come right on down to the 7th verse. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their manner of life, Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ the same. Today. Isn't that good? Yesterday and today. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day of healing. Every time I come across that, it just, what David said to Goliath, it just rings in my ears. This covenant of all covenant-minded men. Today, God will deliver you into my hands. How could he say such a thing? Because he had that covenant. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I will kill him today. I'll kill him today. He's 2.5 times my size, 3 times my size, all suited up. Dr. Weider and I figured out a closer week. This guy could have easily weighed with all that armor and everything on without an ounce of fat on him. Listen, this guy's 9'9". He could have easily weighed 600-700 pounds. It was his size that scared everybody. Well, David saw him. What do you think David weighed? 175? It didn't make any difference. How much does God weigh? However much he has to. Amen. Now, when did you see that? Healing belongs to the world. Healing belongs to the saved, the believer. This is my routine. Every day, first thing, I walk right into my bathroom. First thing I get up. And I really like to do this before I go get on the treadmill. I mean, this really guns me up. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Now, don't even bother to read it. It is the worst translation in the Bible. I mean it.
It is.
Now, for Strong's reference and concordance, I use the BLB, the Blue Bible. And let's go down here to verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Interlinear concordance. Surely he hath borne our griefs. That word is translated sickness 12 times, disease 7 times, grief 4, and sick 1.
Yeah.
Sickness.
It's sickness. That's what it is.
And carried our sorrows. Pain, sorrow, pain physical, pain mental. Has nothing to do with sorrow.
No.
Absolutely nothing to do with it. That's pitiful. That's hurt a lot of people, robbed a lot of people that speak English. Just fussing and fighting wars over it. And there it was all the time, just as plain. He carried our sicknesses and bore our pains. Oh, my. Somebody ought to just give him a praise right now.
Hallelujah.
And this is what I do. And I'm standing there the very first thing. So, Jesus, thank you, Father. Bless you, Father, for bearing Gloria, when I get up, particularly when I'm working out and so forth, she's usually still asleep. And I'll say, thank you for bearing Gloria and my sicknesses and carrying our pains. And I change it, Richard, just a little bit. They did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But I said, oh, Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised, I'm talking about glory in me, for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with those bruises, that's actually what the word is in here, is bruise. With those bruises and stripes, we are healed. And then, just turn over to Matthew 8, verse 14. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. And when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. There's the proper translation of it. But now, wait a minute. Let's go over to Luke chapter 4. And let's back up and go widescreen here and get the rest of the story. Luke chapter 4 and let's go to verse 31. And he descended to Capernaum. Now that's his hometown. That's where his ministry headquarters is. He descended to Capernaum, a town of Galilee, and there he continued to teach the people on the Sabbath days. They were amazed at his teaching, for his word was with authority and ability. I'm reading out of the Classic Amplified, you can tell. And weight and power. Now, in the synagogue, there was a man who was possessed by a foul spirit of a demon. And he cried out with a loud, deep, terrible cry, "Ah, let us alone. What have you to do with us? What have we in common, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent," muzzled, gagged, and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown the man down in their midst, he came out of him without injuring him in any possible way. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What kind of talk is this? For with authority and power he commands the foul spirits, and they come out." And rumor about him spread into every place surrounding the country. He arose and left the synagogue and went to Peter's house. Now you see the whole thing. This is on the Sabbath. And it's evening. Sabbath is over. So he arose and left the synagogue. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering in the grip of a burning fever, and they pleaded with him for her. Standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she got up and began waiting on them. Now, at the setting of the sun, indicating the end of the Sabbath, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands upon every one of them and cured them. And demons even came out of many people screaming and crying out, "You're the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not permit them to speak, because they knew he was the Christ. And when daybreak came, daybreak, he prayed and ministered all night. Because somebody needed him. And he's the same tonight. Yes. He's the same tonight. Daybreak came and he was still at it. Now that ought to set you on fire. It doesn't, your wood's wet. Praise God. And this is the rest of my routine. I said, Lord, and I've done it so many times, it's like I was there. And particularly, you know, I take communion a lot. And you get to the place where it's, particularly you read all those accounts, and it's like you were right there. And you just prayed all night long for people, whatever it took. And did you ever notice, did it ever occur to you that the will of God was never even a consideration where he was concerned? He never mentioned it. He just said, I came to do the will of him that sent me. Yeah. Right. Is it God's will? People get hung up on that. Mm-hmm. Not God. Right. It's always been his will to heal. Amen. He's a healing God.
Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, I believe that healing has passed away.
Really? When? Gloria in healing school one day, she said, what day? And she kind of leaned back on that pulpit a little bit. She said,
Jesus, tell all the people, now next Thursday at midnight, healing's over. No more healing. No, we're not going to heal anymore.
Do you realize how absolutely, totally ridiculous that is? What, Jerry, what is God's name? Jehovah Rapha. When did he change his name? I am the Lord that healeth thee. He was the Lord that healed Israel. He's the Lord that heals us. And he's the Lord that is in the midst right now of healing his nation. This nation belongs to him. It was dedicated to him when George Washington was inaugurated. Now, there was no Washington, D.C. The capital then was in New York City. And they walked to this little chapel, and it is still there. It survived 9/11. It was right in the middle of all that mess, and that little chapel is still standing there. Glory to God. The big old angel standing around that chapel. And our dear President Washington said, you will be our God, and we'll be your people. Yes. It's the first act of Congress was to dedicate this nation to the Almighty God. Well, hey, that's the reason this nation is spiritually attacked more than any nation on earth other than Israel. And the reason this one get ripped so hard is because, think about it. This nation is still preaching more gospel than all the nations of the world put together. Amen. We've got more missionaries, more churches, more people standing and preaching and teaching.
Yes.
I mean, not just religious people. I'm talking about people, glory to God, we're all over television. We're... That's the reason he hates us. Well, I hate him, so what's the difference? For fact, I do. And so, I just simply say,
Lord, like I say it to me, it just seems like I'm there. And I say, you know, here's Peter years later. And he's thinking about all that he saw. He didn't know he was writing a book in the New Testament. He was just writing somebody a letter. And he's thinking about that night. Oh, I mean, Big Mama was sick. She's hurting. And he just walked in and rebuked that fever and it left. And he raised her up and immediately. And I'm thinking in my mind, you know, immediately, man, she started cooking supper. Sabbath is over. Let's eat. And he's thinking about all that, Steve. And he's thinking about it. And he's thinking about what he saw on the cross. And he's thinking about that whole thing. All of it is in his mind. And he said in his letter, oh. Now, Jesus fulfilled Isaiah 53. We know that. But Peter was there. He had the master in his home. Watched him in action. All the way through his ministry and watched him be raised from the dead. And he ran into that empty tomb. And it's all going through his mind. And he's writing and he sees it all in his mind. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we should be dead to sin and live. Dead to sickness, dead to disease, dead to poverty, dead to lack, dead to death.
Yes, sir.
Yes. We might be dead to sin, but live under righteousness. And by whose stripes we were healed. If we were, we are.
You are called to do something extraordinary for the kingdom of God.
You better preach what you learn here. Listen, I'm telling you, you start out, you listen to it, and you listen to it until it comes out of your mouth. Glory to God. But when it comes out of your mouth, it'll have your anointing on it.
To impact the people and culture around you, to be a generation with uncommon, unstoppable faith. Begin your journey here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn what it means to walk in faith, integrity, and excellence as you develop a strong foundation for your field of ministry.
Preach the word. Preach it, live it, eat it, sleep it, live it, night, day, day and night. Preach the word. Faith in God changes everything.
I knew I was going to learn more, but I didn't think at all that I was going to learn as much as I did.
Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
Every Friday is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And as always, we like to read to you from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Listen to that again. Do not be deceived. I like to say it like this. Quit kidding yourself. If you think you can sow one thing and reap something else, you're kidding yourself. Or if you think you can reap something without sowing something, you're kidding yourself. And the Bible says, don't be deceived. Don't kid yourself. God's not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And it goes on to talk about sowing to the Spirit, because if you sow to the Spirit, you reap from the Spirit. When you sow to the Spirit, you reap from the Spirit life. And just by taking time to tune into this broadcast today, you've sown to the Spirit, and you can expect to reap from the Spirit. But it doesn't stop there. As we've said before, if you've been taught the Word today, this week, or at any point as you've tuned into this ministry and it's turned the light on and revelations come, the Spirit of God has done something to minister His Word and His life and His healing power to you. That's a good thing, and that's what this ministry is all about. But you and I, when we hear it, we have an opportunity to then go before the Lord and say, how do I respond to it? And if you're not yet a partner with this ministry, I encourage you, go right now before the Lord and say, Father, do you want me to respond to the word that I've heard? Do I have an assignment to partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in the preaching of this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle? And if He's got an assignment for you with us in this ministry, then jump in, join the team, and do it by faith. And those of you who are partners with this ministry, you know as well as I do, partnership is powerful, and you know the benefit to it. You know what it's like to have somebody praying for you every single day. You know what it's like to sow a seed into the kingdom of God and watch as that seed becomes an open door of access for God to go to work in your life, your family, and in your finances. Father, we thank you today for the opportunity to sow into your kingdom. And Father, over those who are sowing in obedience to your word today, we declare the blessing of the Lord over them, and we ask you to see their seed, receive it from a heart of faith and love, and we call them blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, tomorrow is a special day here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. It's graduation day for the Kenneth Copeland Bible College students, and all those KCBC graduates are right now becoming available voices to preach the uncompromised word of faith to people all around the world. And if you want to find out more about Kenneth Copeland Bible College, go to kcbiblecollege.org and find out if that's the next step that God would have you take in fulfilling His plan for your life. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. There are three simple ways to sow financially into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the dollar amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to Give is available in the U.S. only. You can also give online at kcm.org/give or call us at 800-600-7395. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.